There are calls to extend the smoking ban to more areas of the CBD. And this would include Sydney's main shopping precinct, Pitt Street Mall. We've had a year-long trial of a smoking ban in Martin Place, and it's just past the halfway mark, so still halfway to go. The ban has already led to a massive reduction in the number of people smoking in the open space. I'm not surprised by that. The number of cigarette butts found on the ground in Martin Place has also dropped significantly. And the success of the trial has led to calls to extend the ban to new parts of the CBD. Liberal councillor Christine Forster instigated the Martin Place trial. In fact, I think we were discussing some of this stuff with Christine on air before this ever took place in Sydney about some of the trials that might have been taking place elsewhere. And she said, well, we should be investigating it in Sydney as well. It's been a raging success. I know the smokers won't be happy to hear that it could spread even farther and wider than it already is. But Christine Forster, the Liberal councillor for the City of Sydney, is on the line to discuss it. Christine, good afternoon.
Hi, Ben.
The smokers are going to hate it.
Oh, yeah, possibly they will. But it's really not a big impost, I don't think, to ask people to refrain from lighting up in special places, I think, around the city like Martin Place. And if this trial continues to be such a huge success, which it so far looks to have been, I would like to see it extended to Pitt Street Mall. I mean, Pitt Street is one of the premier shopping precincts in the whole world, some of the most expensive retail property anywhere. And I've already had quite a lot of feedback from retailers, you know, big name retailers in Pitt Street who are concerned about people congregating outside their doors and you know, smoke in sort of groups smoking. Because sadly, you know, people do, you know, well, it's a great place for people to hang out, Pitt Street Mall, but they do often, you know, they're often there on a break from work or what have you, so there's a lot of people lighting up.
So, righto, where are they going to go then if they're not allowed to smoke in Pitt Street Mall? Because this is the complaint from smokers, and I think it's a legitimate complaint. It's a legal product that they're choosing to smoke. So where are they allowed to go to smoke their legal product?
Well, I mean, smokers obviously are subject to restrictions about smoking in doorways and that kind of in the entranceways and in areas where people are eating. But there's no other restrictions anywhere else, Ben. And certainly I'm not suggesting that there should be any, you know, extension of any bans beyond these special...
So there's someone listening at the moment who works in Pitt Street Mall and thinks, well, hang on a moment, I only get a 10-minute break, I go out into the mall and I chug on a cigarette and then I'm back up to work. Well, you're still going to be able to do that, but you're just going to have to walk down to the end of the mall and hang a left or hang a right and smoke it there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, these are special places that we want to have sort of make them as clean and inviting and enjoyable for everyone that we can, because we don't have many sort of sweeping open spaces in the CBD, and we want them to be as appealing as they possibly can be. And I don't regard it as too big an impost. I mean, I used to be a smoker. I'm not anymore. But I don't regard it as too big an ask to you know, to let people know that we'd rather you didn't smoke in these important special areas. And I have to say, Ben, I take my hat off to the job that the city rangers have done in you know, really sort of educating people in Martin Place, and it has been such a huge success. We've down from 450 butts a day down to 100 being collected in Martin Place, and the city rangers have done a terrific job. It's not been a draconian approach at all. Nobody's been fined. There was never been any intention for the rangers to be handing out fines. What they're basically doing is just sort of gently persuading people that we'd rather they didn't smoke in Martin Place, and there's signage up. And I walked past there today, and the banners are up again in Martin Place saying that it's proud to be smoke-free. And they really seem to have worked, and people don't seem to have had any objection terribly much.
All right, we'll see how you go on Pitt Street Mall. Good to talk to you, Christine. Thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Christine Forster, the Liberal councillor for the City of Sydney. So they're halfway through the Martin Place smoke-free trial, and they say it's been such a success that Christine wants to investigate Pitt Street Mall too.